This episode of the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing, the marketing agency that specializes in unique needs and budgets of small to medium-sized businesses. They provide turnkey marketing solutions that get results. You can find out more today at extmarketing.ca. Now here's your host, Pat Whalen.
In this episode of our podcast, I speak with Wendy Threader. Wendy is a professor, marketing and management studies at Algonquin College. And she's also the coordinator of a new program called the Entrepreneurship Acceleration Graduate Certificate. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a big fan of this program. I sit on the advisory board, and I also help to mentor some of the students. I've also had the good fortune of knowing Wendy for a number of years, and the students that she teaches are very lucky to have her. She's a great teacher, genuinely cares about her students, and has a background, and she's an entrepreneur herself. But I'll let her tell her story from here. I hope you enjoy the show. So Wendy, before we get into some more specific questions about the new entrepreneurship program at Algonquin, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I spent about 20 years in the high-tech community, both in Canada and the US, and had lots of opportunities to enter several different functions, which included product development, marketing, and sales. But during that time, myself and two colleagues recognized an opportunity. And we basically started our own business, and that business was audio data and video teleconferencing. So we quit our jobs and started a business. And I ran that business for about 5 or 6 years, and then sold the business and got offered a job to teach here at Algonquin.
Well, I bet there's been a lot of changes in that industry since you first launched that business. Oh my goodness.
No kidding. When we did it, it was something that was new and people were amazed that you could share your desktop. And nowadays, of course, look what we're doing right now. So yeah, absolutely. It's changed significantly, but surprisingly, the business is still operating today and it's still profitable. But glad I got out when I did.
That's great. Do you still keep in touch with people within the industry, Wendy? Or
no, absolutely.
On the teaching?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely keep in touch with them all the time. As a matter of fact, it was one of my original partners that is now the president of this global company, because the company that bought us was out of the States, out of Denver, and our little company is still running here out of Canada. So he is now the president. So we've got a president of a global company located right here in Canada. So it's fantastic.
So after you sold the business, Wendy, I just realized I've never asked you this. Did you immediately go into teaching, or did you take some time off, or what did you do?
I took a bit of time off, but not too much. Took a bit of time off and then got offered a job to come in and see if I wanted to teach or like teaching by literally a gentleman that I was met at the playground with my son dropping him off at school. And that's just kind of how things happened, you know, just the network of people that you meet. And he said, hey, have you ever considered doing this? And I went, no. And I taught one course in the evening, and then a full-time position came up and I applied and I got it. So yeah, it was kind of, you know, a fluke as to how it happened, but couldn't have asked for a better thing to happen to me.
So all the best job leads then come from the playground. Is that the takeaway here?
I guess so. Sure. We'll go with that.
So Wendy, I know you've been teaching the business program for a number of years, but now, now you're heading up this new program. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about it, please.
Sure. Absolutely. So this new program, it's called the Entrepreneurship Acceleration Grad Certificate, which really means that the students have to have an undergraduate or a minimum of 2 years experience, either in school or in the business environment, before they can come in. And the program started about a year ago. We're now just in our second semester. And so we've got our first cohort going through. And it was really designed to meet the needs of students that had an idea and wanted to take that idea into a product or service and really launch a business. So it's been a very exciting program. It's at an advanced level. So it's one that, you know, it's not for a brand new student coming out of high school. It's someone with experience.
So, you know, for those of us, and there's, I'm sure the majority of us have never, you know, started a program like this. Is it similar to starting a business almost? You come up with a plan and you test that plan? Maybe you can take our listeners through that process a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's changed a little bit from the past, from the first time when we first started to come up with the program. But what we're doing right now is students basically come in with an idea. They will be assigned an industry mentor. And these industry mentors, we are very fortunate to have a group of alumni and a group of just really people that are out in the industry that want to give back and help out these young entrepreneurs. We marry them together and they basically got a mentor for the time that they're here and hopefully for the rest of their life if it works out. And then we take that through a validation process. So through one of the marketing courses, we ask them to go out and find out, you know, this is a great idea, but is anybody going to buy it? Is there competition? How much can you make from this particular product? And we look then at the financial aspects, the accounting aspects, the legal aspects, take it from a validation perspective through to basically a startup type phase as far as what you would require in a business plan. And then the idea is that the students basically leave the program with a business plan that they've had either an opportunity to present to some financiers here at the college, or they can then take that to the bank. So we're kind of taking it really from idea through to a business plan and potential startup. And some of the students, you know, are much further along than others. And that's what makes this a really challenging and interesting program, is that some students have an idea and they're ready to go when they get here. And other students, that you know, they pivot throughout and they change their idea. And we basically help them through that. And some of them leave with the business plan and some of them go, wow, I'm glad I didn't go with that because I would have lost a lot of money in a very short period of time. So, you know, it's a short 30 weeks that they're here, but at the end they leave with either a decision or a business plan to proceed.
So Wendy, how did this program come about? Did the market kind of demand it, or was it something the college thought it was time to implement?
So really interesting question. The high-tech community actually came to the college, and they came to the college because for anybody that's been out in the west end of the city these days, they know that there are a ton of small companies that are being incubated out in some of the larger companies out in Kanata, not just Kanata, but that's what I'm familiar with. And some of these industry professionals came to us and said, you know, we've got all these small incubator companies and we need people that have got that entrepreneurial spirit and that sort of fire in their belly to be an entrepreneur and to join some of our teams. So they asked us to develop a program that would address that need. So I went out as I was asked to do the development of it. And I went out and I spoke with folks at other universities and colleges, both in Canada and in US and in the US. And we looked at what were the courses that made up or that could develop someone into an entrepreneur. And we did that. And then we really worked with industry to go back and forth and develop this program. So that's kind of what the genesis of it was. However, through this process, a lot of the students have said, well, you know, this is great to be able to work with these other companies and help them start their businesses. But really, we want to do our own thing. So it's kind of changed and morphed a little bit. And some of the students are sort of taking that the route of working with these high-tech companies, and some of them are not and doing their own thing.
It's interesting. You know, you mentioned that in some instances, this program has prevented, you know, people from losing a lot of money. When I first heard about it, I didn't occur to me that that could be an outcome. But now that you say that, it makes perfect sense. So essentially they come up with a plan and they're vetting it by experienced professionals. And sometimes the advice they're getting is don't proceed with the plan. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the one sort of prerequisite that I have for any of the people that teach in the program is that they have to have been entrepreneurs themselves. So the person that is, you know, is teaching finance and accounting has, you know, is part of a small accounting firm. They've started a business. They know what it's like. So they're able to sort of question some of the, you know, potential high revenue claims that people are going to have because they've experienced it and they know that this is maybe not going to be so possible. So they ask the student a number of questions. And by asking these questions and having the student really sort of think about it, a lot of times they go, oh boy, this is not what I thought. Alternatively, too, the marketing person is, you know, started many businesses. So they will ask them about competition. They'll ask them about disruptive technologies that are going to affect the market space that they're in. So it's not just like test, you know, providing material. It's questioning them through the entire process. And I really think that that's where a lot of the value comes.
And, you know, so those are some lessons that you've learned along the way. Are there other lessons that you've learned? You know, first year program, I can imagine that when you do your debrief at the end of all this, I'm sure there's things you're going to change and things that you liked and you're going to continue to do. But other than that lesson you just spoke to, are there other lessons that you've learned?
Yeah, I think one of the big lessons that I learned was that, you know, we just assumed that a lot of these entrepreneurs would want to be part of the high-tech community and be part of these, you know, very interesting small startups, and because that's really where my background was. And what I've discovered is I've got everybody, you know, I've got students doing, you know, dental labs, and I've got paralegals starting businesses, and I've got people, you know, importing yoga pants and yoga gear from Brazil. So they want to do something very different. And it's been, you know, the entrepreneur piece of it, often we think of it as high tech or things associated with, or at least I did, things associated with, you know, the internet and such, and it's really not. So we have to really open up our thought process here and bring in people that are doing all kinds of different things. So people want to do their own individual thing. They don't want to be part of working with someone that already has the idea. They have the ideas. That was a really big lesson for us. And I guess the other big lesson too was the thing about working in teams. We really felt that high performing teams were going to be the way that they were going to excel. And really what they want is, they're saying, we want to know how to manage high performing teams. Yes, we want to be part of it, but we want to know how to manage these. So there's a few lessons, and there's going to certainly be some changes to some of the content in the program. But the overall, you know, thought process behind it, as far as just having an idea and really launching it and going forward with it, that will certainly remain.
And you mentioned, you know, it's a postgraduate program. You're looking for people at least a couple of years, you know, of experience. Is there any other filters that you're using when you're trying to find out, you know, who the ideal candidate is for the program that would get the most out of it?
Yeah, I mean, when people come in and speak with me about it, I basically tell them that, you know, you need to be able to take risks. You need to be able to have that sort of fire in your belly to take risks. You've got to be a hard worker. You've got to have goals. So I often will meet with the students beforehand just to sort of vet them, to sort of say, you know, is this program really for you? And, you know, I've had students come in and go, oh boy, I didn't realize that I was going to have to work on my weekends. And I didn't realize that, you know, 9 to 5 is not going to be in the vocabulary anymore. And it's, so I try and vet them before they come in and just sort of make sure that they understand the level of effort that it's going to take to be an entrepreneur. And I try and have them speak with other entrepreneurs to be able to do that, to be able to go through that process first. Also, so yeah, it's an interesting process for sure.
That's interesting. You mentioned, you know, and it'd be interesting to know where that comes from. That people think that, you know, being an entrepreneur can be a 9 to 5 job. I mean, as you know, you've been one, and you know a lot of people that are, really never is a 9 to 5 job. That's where you've got to find something that you're really passionate about. But that's, I wonder where that's coming from.
I think that, you know, sometimes some people don't understand, entrepreneurs become a very, you know, big buzzword these days. And I think that, you know, some of the students coming in will sort of go, that's not what I thought it was. So, you know, it's interesting. I don't really know. I can't answer that question where that comes from, but I have had that come up and realize that they sort of shake their head and go, ooh, that's not for me.
You've been an entrepreneur yourself, and now you're helping entrepreneurs. That must be really interesting for you.
Yeah, I would say it's probably one of the most exciting things that I've done. I really try and work with the students and tell them some of the, you know, mistakes that I've made, and try and help them learn and to be able to sort of go around those mistakes. And if they do make them, then they sort of, you know, look back and go, yeah, you're right, you mentioned that, and thank you very much, and I'll certainly keep my head up the next time. So it's a really exciting time for me. I take great pride in seeing these students develop their business cases. And in some cases, they're making money today as part of the program. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but as part of the program, Shopify gave each one of the students an account, a free account to start with, while they're currently employed, currently in the school. And it allows them to basically get online with an online store and start generating revenue while they're still in school. And that's happening with some of our students. So it's really exciting to see them, you know, come in and show us that, oh my God, look how much money I've already made and I haven't even left school. So that part has just been very, very exciting for me. And I just totally love my job.
Wendy, have any of the lessons that you're learning teaching this program crossed over into your business program that you're involved with?
I would say yes. I mean, I often have guest speakers and such in, and in some cases, some of the lessons that the guest speakers talk about in the entrepreneurship class, I'll go back and mention it to my other class. I mean, I just had a gentleman in yesterday and one of his comments was, you know, don't be afraid to ask. And, you know, I mean, that sounds so simple, but, you know, I took that back actually into one of my classes today and said, you know, people are saying like, just don't be afraid to ask for something. What's the worst thing that can happen? They'll say no. And so whether that be for a job or whether that be for a promotion or whether that be for taking on a new challenge within a company that you're going to go and work for, if you don't ask for something, you're not going to get it. So absolutely, I take a lot of stuff back and forth between the two programs that I teach in.
So you've touched on a few qualities that you think, you know, make up a successful entrepreneur. Are there others? Like if you could sum it up, you know, someone maybe out there thinking of starting their own business and they're trying to determine whether or not it's for them to be an entrepreneur, what would you say are kind of the on the one side of the ledger, you know, things that they, qualities that they should have, and on the other side of the ledger, maybe qualities that if, you know, that they shouldn't have?
Yeah, so certainly, I mean, you know, risk is a big one. You know, if you're able to take risk and to be able to still sleep at night, and you know, sometimes people will say, well, entrepreneurs, they shouldn't sleep at night. And I kind of disagree a little bit there. I think you've got to be able to take enough risk that you can still sleep at night, but not be afraid to take it. I think from an entrepreneur, this is just my own personal experiences, you know, you've got to have support, whether that be from a spouse or from a family member or whatever. I mean, I took a lot of risk as a mother and as a wife. I mean, if I certainly had not had the support from my family to do the 3 a.m. things and when I needed to and you know, spend our last money when I needed to, it wouldn't have been successful. So having support, being able to take risks, you know, having goals for yourself and goals for your company, you know, and I guess the big one is, you know, they won't take no for an answer. I mean, if someone says no, then you've got to go back and try again. And if being rejected is going to cause you a lot of heartburn, being an entrepreneur is not for you, because you will be told no many times. And in fact, the gentleman again that was in yesterday, he said, how do I define an entrepreneur? And he said, it's one that falls down 6 times and gets up 7. And I think that sort of summarizes it really well.
That's really well put. So when you're, you know, when you're looking at potential candidates for this program, I mean, obviously you must have these filters kind of running through your mind as you're interviewing them. Do they have to do a formal application, or maybe you can take our listeners through the process, maybe those that are considering taking the program?
Sure. Yeah. So to apply for the program, I mean, because we are a, you know, a college that is really managed by the province, the students are basically all given fair and equitable treatment for the application process. So as long as they have an undergraduate diploma, degree, or a work experience, they can apply for the program. And they apply for that program on OCAS, which is the Ontario College Application System. So they just apply through www.ocas.ca, and they would apply through the program that way. They, of course, have to meet, you know, certain requirements, in particular international students with English requirements and that sort of thing. However, most of the students coming in will speak with me ahead of time and really try to understand it. And that's kind of where the vetting process takes place. And I would prefer they speak with me, first of all, versus applying and then getting into the program and then going, ooh, this is not really what I wanted. We are, you know, do have a restricted intake. I'm only running one section of the course. So we will probably keep the numbers down at about 30 to 40 students. This year we had only 15, and that's really because it was a new program running. However, I believe I'm already up to 20-odd students in the program already. already this year. And we haven't really been marketing the program really from a college perspective. That kind of happens in the March time period in the next few weeks. So I'm expecting a lot more students applying in the next little while.
So if the college isn't marketing it yet, Wendy, how do you account for that, 20 people already lined up? Is it literally just word of mouth at this point?
Yeah, it's word of mouth. And of course, it is on the website. And when I say marketing it, I really mean the fact that I'm not sort of going out there and, having an open house to discuss a particular program at this point in time. We're going to be doing that, as they say, in the next few weeks in the March time period. So, and that's just sort of how things sort of run from a college calendar perspective. So there's, people that get onto the website and look at it and sort of go, that's an interest to them. But 90% of them will contact me first and basically say, can we just talk a little bit about this? And that's kind of where I do the vetting, I guess, is what I would say.
And is the program open to people that may have already started a business that just want to learn more, or it's not designed that way?
No, it actually could be. And as I say, I've got a couple of students right now that had an established business, but they're kind of in a bit of a slump. And they weren't moving it any further. Some of them want to take their business that they currently have that's within, say, for example, in Canada, and they would like to take it international, so they're not quite sure how to do that. Some of the students were basically running it as a purely online business, and they want to take it into a different direction. So we do have students that absolutely have a business running right now. And that's where I think I was mentioning at the beginning that that's where it's a bit of a challenge sometimes for the teachers, because we've got people at all different levels and all different stages of the business. So absolutely. I mean, students that have a business already are more than welcome. And certainly we would really entertain that.
So Wendy, you've been an entrepreneur, you're teaching this program now. What advice would you give to our listeners out there that are thinking of starting their own business?
Just do it. There's so many opportunities today for young entrepreneurs, and not just young entrepreneurs, any entrepreneurs. There are, programs here at the college. But those of you that don't even, want to do the educational route, there are so many government institutions and funded entities that will assist young entrepreneurs in starting their business. Right here in Ottawa, we have Invest Ottawa. We work with them. My students go for a tour at Invest Ottawa before they actually start the program. Those of you interested in social entrepreneurship, there is the Hub Ottawa that really focuses on social entrepreneurship. Again, we go and visit them. There's just so many opportunities right now. I don't think the timing has ever been better for an entrepreneur. Things like Kickstarter for getting money. There's just so many different things. And what we try to do here with the program is kind of pull it all together, because quite often people aren't aware of all of these services available for them. And that's one of the things that the first week of class, for example, I do what we call a boot camp. And we go and we visit these places and we sort of say, hey, here's all the tools that are available to you. You just have to reach out and grab them. So I just say, just do it,
That's good, great advice and a nice way to end our segment. Wendy, before we let you go, just again, where can listeners find out more about the program?
The actual program itself, you can look online. So www.algonquincollege.com. And just in the search bar, type in Entrepreneurship Acceleration. And you'll see some information on it there. Certainly, if you want to contact me, the easiest way is really to contact me by phone if you want that, 613-727-4723. And my extension here is 6395. And my email address is thread, so thread@algonquincollege.com. So anyway, there at all.
Great. Well, I know how busy you are, Wendy. We really appreciate your time. Thanks very much for doing this.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Pat.
If your company or organization is looking to improve your marketing, go to the Extension Marketing website at extmarketing.ca and download the free ebook, 7 Steps to Marketing Success.